Remember that no single raindrop considers itself responsible for a flood. It's a fascinating thing to think about, really, if you think about it. When my older brother was in high school, he was in band. They were a very talented marching band. But like most things, they needed to fundraise in order to pay for the things that they needed. And so the school gave them their fundraiser. They sold candy bars. It seemed like such a simple thing. You know, you sell candy bars, $1 a piece. Dollars not all that much, but you know, you sell enough and it makes a difference. I remember my brother bringing home the candy, you know, and seeing all those candy bars. And, you know, if one goes missing, I mean, it's just a dollar. You can usually find a dollar on the couch between raiding different coins and corners. You know, you can find a dollar usually until you discover that that was the plan of your siblings. You know, just one per day until they're gone. Suddenly now you need to find $55 instead of a dollar, and that's not in the couch, that's more like selling the couch. And you have to explain to your mother why you're trying to sell the couch. You know, it gets you in trouble really quickly, but it was just a little thing. It was just one candy bar. You know, until the second one. But it was just one candy bar then too, it was just one. And on any given day, it was just one. The fascinating thing about it is that these little things, these just small instances, these just singular moments, these just little things, it's amazing how many of them there are per day. And the fact of the matter is that it's just one, and it's just one, and it's just one, and it's just one, until it isn't. Each one by itself still remains just that one singular event. But when they start to look at them in the largeness of the day, we suddenly see that while each one is still very small, it becomes something far more within the grand scope of our life. When I was a seminarian, I used to work at a missionary retreat center. There would be events where I had to sit up between 200 and 300 chairs, which sounds like a lot. By itself, by myself, it might have been a lot. But honestly, when I set up the chairs, I'd set up somewhere between 3 and 10 chairs, but then I'd go do something. And I'd come back and I'd set up 3 to 10 more chairs and then I'd go do something. And I would do this throughout the course of the day. Before you know it, all 200 chairs sort of magically managed to get up there. I didn't set out 200 chairs. I set out 3, 5, 7, most, maybe 10, but I never set out 200. Except that I did. It's amazing how with each of these individual moments, we don't necessarily think of them as all that much. We tell ourselves that in the little ways, you know, it's okay, you know, it's just a little thing, you know, it's just 5 more minutes of sleep, it's just 5 miles per hour over the limit, it's just that little thing, that just little thing. You know, the thing that fascinates me is that people come to me all the time and they ask me, they say, why is God putting me through all these trials? Why are all these bad things happening to me? I mean, I'm a good person, and that's fine. You say, I'm a good person. I didn't kill anybody today. By the way, that's a terrible measurement. I'm pretty sure we could do a little better than just I didn't kill anyone today. It seems it's a bit of a bar, you know. Murders and us, there's not a lot of, there should be a lot more distance between those two statements. But when we become honest, when we actually stop and we look at our life and all of the just little things that happen in our day. The question becomes, out of those 100 moments where you could have given it over to God, or you decided to take that moment for yourself, how many of them actually went to God? And don't get me wrong, we need that selfish moment, we need that selfish moment. But did any of them go to God? I mean, it's just a little thing. It's just a moment. It's just a little thing. Until it's not. You know the fascinating thing that gets me every time? No one has ever gotten up one morning and said, I was a good person yesterday, but today I think I'll join and just become an adulterer. You know, it sounds like fun. No one ever just got up one day and decided to become a thief, or a murderer, or an adulterer, or a fornicator, or any of these things. It happens in really little degrees. we surrender a little bit more, and we surrender a little bit more, and we surrender a little bit more, until we find ourselves so far away from God that we don't even know how we got there. Because we never made a big decision to turn away from God. It's not that we ever decided one day, it's like, you know what, I'm just going to have less of God in my life today. Very few people ever try to make a conscious decision like that. It's just a little thing. And a little thing. And a little thing. And then we can't find God. And we don't know where he went. We were sure he was there 5 minutes ago. We're pretty sure we know where we left him. But we can't find him. And the thing that fascinates me is that we live in a world where we constantly are looking at it and saying, well, you know, we shouldn't have to worry about the little stuff. You know, it's the big stuff that's important. But how we treat the little stuff is a huge influence. How we act on the little stuff can take away everything. It's just one Sunday. It's just one skipped prayer. It's just one. It's just one. It's just one. Until it isn't. You know, the fascinating thing about it is that people who build vices, they don't build vices by setting out to do them. No one says, I think alcoholism sounds like fun. Today I'll become an alcoholic. It just starts with one drink. It's just one drink. You know what's even more fascinating to me, and I always want to dwell on this very, very carefully, virtue happens the same way. Virtue, when we look at the lives of the saints, we can look at incredible things that they do. We can look at incredible acts and think to ourselves, wow, I am not that holy. But you know, none of them set out and said, today I'm going to bilocate. Today I'm going to learn how to talk to animals. That's not where they started. They started with something really little. They said, I'm going to give this little moment to God. I'm going to give this little piece of myself, this little surrender, this little sacrifice, and I'm going to give it to God. And it was just a little thing when they started. It was just a little prayer. It was just a little moment. It was just a little good deed. But believe it or not, if we take just the little ones, a little bit at a time, that's how saints are made. Fascinating thing about it is that the just little stuff will make or break us. Just a little thing can allow us to be completely lost. Or just a little thing can be the means of our salvation. It goes both directions for us. And so while we might find ourselves saying later today, well, it's just a little moment. I want you to remember this gospel. I want you to remember that it starts with just a little bit. Will we choose God or will we choose ourselves?